Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Rob is doing his own, like, cheering, woo! You're sort of like waving your hands like a footballer on the pitch there.
It's just because there's drilling going on.
Dreaming going on. Just give that microphone a little wiggle, why don't you? There we go.
That?
Oh, hang on.
Right,
Zoe will wiggle it. There we go. What's that?
Hello. Check one,
technology.
Coming to business. Right.
Sort us out.
I'm going to be talking about dreams. I'm not talking about interpreting them because we could be here forever with that, but I just thought the whole purpose of dreams, what are they all about? They're actually hallucinations that occur during certain stages of sleep.
So can you not dream at all stages of sleep, just in some of them? I didn't really realise that.
They're strongest during the rapid eye movement stage.
Got you.
Which is a unique phase of sleep characterised by random eye movement. That's why they called it that, I
here
suppose,
we go.
Really. This is when you may be less likely to recall your dream as well.
Oh, so is this deep sleep or is this... Right, okay.
Now, much is known about the role of sleep in regulating our metabolism, blood pressure, brain function and other aspects of health, but really no one really knows what dreams are all about.
Dreams, what's all that about?
When you're awake, our thoughts have a certain logic about them. Not so sure about that. But whenever we're asleep, our brain is still active, but thoughts and dreams often make little or no sense. Swap that around for most people, especially me.
Yeah, crikey.
This may be because the emotional centre of the brain triggers dreams, rather than logical regions. Even though there's no definitive proof, dreams are usually autobiographical thoughts based on your recent activities, conversations, or other issues in your life.
So that's when, without getting into, you know, investigating dreams too much, because I know you don't want to do that this morning, but it is kind of your subconscious reflecting on things that have been going on for you. Okay, well, that makes sense a little
bit. But researchers don't agree on the purpose of dreams, but I've actually got some popular theories here.
Okay, hit us.
So, you've got the therapist dream. Now, dreams may be ways of confronting emotional dramas in your life. And because your brain is operating at a much more emotional level than when you're awake, your brain may make connections that your conscious self wouldn't make.
Crikey.
I like that.
So it's sort of saying you're almost smarter when you're asleep.
Yeah. right. Fight or flight training.
Okay, so we've got therapy or fight or flight training.
One of the areas of the brain that's most active during dreaming is that...
amygdala.
Yeah. That part of your brain is more active during sleep than when you're awake.
What is the amygdala?
I don't know. I just wrote that down because that's what it said. It's part of your brain stem, I think.
Yeah, I think it is. And I thought you had it written down. I wasn't trying to catch you out here.
No, you did.
I think it's the bit of your brain. And someone text in and correct me because it's been a long time since I've heard anything about it. But I think it's the bit of your brain that's like, basically, as you said, your fight or flight response is kind of in there. And it kicks into gear when you're dreaming hard out.
It may be your brain's way of getting you to get ready to deal with a threat. Fortunately, your brainstem sends out nerve signals during REM sleep that relax your muscles. Otherwise, you might try and run off or punch something in your sleep.
Ooh.
But there are some people that have...
Maybe
that's because I watch too much Parks and Recreations. But Ron Swanson used to box in his sleep.
Yeah.
So if Ron Swanson does it, it must be true.
Well, everybody's got a mate who's like a sleepwalker or a sleep talker or a sleep, you know, battler or something.
Yeah. I'm a sleep talker.
Are you? Do you reveal your secrets in your sleep or do you just say nonsense?
No, once I just started yelling out bonjour. And it was on a school camp. And the next day everyone was like, what the heck is wrong with you?
School camp is one of the worst times to discover that you snore or you talk in your sleep or something. It's just like horrifying. You're all in a bloody bunk room together and someone starts snoring and there's nothing you can do about it.
Now, that's right. This is the last one. Dreams as your muse. I know this theory is true, actually. Dreams help facilitate our creative tendencies. Without our logic filter, which we normally use in our waking life, that can restrict your creative flow.
Crikey.
Whereas your thoughts and ideas have no restrictions when you're sleeping. This happens to me all the time. The amount of times I wake up in the morning and I just, while I can still remember it,
write
stuff
it all
down.
Dream journals. That's cool. Yeah.
Who? I mean, I've never really kept a dream journal, but I know friends who have and they're pretty wild.
I know, like poetry. I wrote a poem at 2 o'clock in the morning when I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I just wrote it.
Your creative hat was firmly on your head.
So no one knows. It's one of them things maybe I shouldn't have talked about it because I don't know what the answer is.
No, that's like
good to,
it.
Good to ponder on. Yeah. I'd like to hear about people's weirdest dreams. I might regret asking this.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But I mean,
just keep it. Remember, this is a family show.
Family friendly. But if you've got something particularly exciting that you want to tell us about, text us on 53955.
Yeah.
My cousin is a wild sleepwalker. Well, he's not so much anymore, but when the earthquakes happened in Christchurch, the one that was at 4 a.m. In December, he barrel rolled out of the bedroom window and woke up in the rose bush. Like, what's going on?
Oh, my God.
And my auntie was like, there's been an earthquake. Why are you in the roses outside? But, yeah, wow. Your body does weird things when you're asleep. Have you got a poem for us this morning,
yes,
Rob?
Yes, I have.
Ooh.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right. I scuttled lonely as a bee. Now, that makes more sense to me than wandering lonely as a cloud. That's as nonsensical as the Loch Ness Monster or Jesus in the Turin Shroud. But that's what I call poetic license. I'm not having a pop at Wordsworth, so don't throw a wobbler. He's a proper OG poet. Me, I'm a word cobbler.
Hey,
that was great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bard of Bollocks. You've also picked us a song, but I'm going to hit this thing first.
Yep.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
What have you? What have